Joining me on the phone now, I have Anne McCrudden from Rush. Good afternoon, Anne. How are you?
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Not too bad at all, Anne. Listen, thanks so much for coming on and talking to us. Big weekend ahead out in Rush.
Yeah, and first of all, thank you very much for inviting us on. We're delighted to have the opportunity. We have a huge festival coming on this August bank holiday weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, it's a four-day event. And this is our fifth year.
Excellent. And just looking at some of the events you have going on, I mean, busy all weekend. Lots and lots of interesting stuff. How, as you say, you're in your fifth year now. How has it grown from the start? Has it just got bigger and bigger year by year?
Yeah, it really is incredible. And you know what's lovely? We find now that people are organising their holidays around the festival. So we have families who are saying, oh, I'm not going away that weekend. We want to be here. Or they have family abroad in England or perhaps somewhere in Europe, and they're coming here just to be here for the festival. So it's a bit of a reunion.
Yeah, well it's brilliant to say. I mean, Rush was always airport to call during the summers when we'd be going out to the beach or whatever. Yes, it was. Yeah, it was the beach we always went to out there in Rush. And like a great little village and always great atmosphere about it.
It's lovely.
I suppose, you know, for many years, people with Skerry's just up the road, there was probably always that little bit of competition. But yeah, coming on now to the weekend and some of the events you have going on, Anne, can you talk us through a few of those?
Yeah, I'd be delighted. Well, on Friday, the festival opens and we open with an art exhibition, and that's the first time we've ever had an art exhibition as part of the festival.
Uh-huh.
So that starts at 4:45. Then everybody moves down with a parade down to the park, and we have the official opening. We have the Moore's Pipe Band. We have Japanese drummers. We have a brilliant kiddie show with stilt walkers and clowns and whatever. And then that night we have Smash Hits live in the marquee.
Excellent.
Yeah, so that's Friday. Saturday is busy all day. We have a food fair, we have a craft fair, we have bouncy castles, we have an outdoor cinema. We have sandcastle competition. We have, what else do we have? Yes, Saturday night we have the comedy night.
Yeah.
Sunday is a huge day. We have an air show on Sunday, and that's the first time ever that we've had an air show.
Oh, brilliant.
We have a big attraction Sunday night, and that's Brendan Boyer live in the marquee.
Ah, the old legend that is Mr. Brendan Boyer.
Yes, we're really excited. We really are to have him here. So it's, many fans and so many people interested to meet him.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds, you know, like when you hear people talking about they're having festivals here, it sounds actually like it, you can understand why people are planning their weekend around it, because there's so much to do. I mean,
yes. And then we still have Monday.
And then you still have Monday.
The blessing of the boat. We've loads of things happening, and a good few of our events are free because we're very conscious that we don't want people to overly pressured. So a lot of our events are very generously and kindly sponsored by local business people, and that helps, you know, with the overheads and the costs, because the whole festival is run on a voluntary basis. So our only aim is to break even by the time the 4 days are over. So it's something for all ages. We have an afternoon tea dance on Monday, which is gorgeous. That's really popular.
Yeah.
And the mayor is there and he sponsors it for us. And it's a beautiful afternoon. And then we have a closing ceremony at 6 o'clock, and we release the balloons and we have a few little speeches. It's really lovely.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be exceptional. And I'm looking here as well that the Rush Heritage Train.
Forgot that one, yeah.
Yeah, that looks
that's
like it's going to be
time
interesting.
Ever again.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have the train from Hoth, and what we've done is we've created a heritage trail. Again, this is the first. So all the children and parents can hop on the train at the bar, and then they get brought around the town, and all the lovely little points of interest in the village are pointed out to them. So it's educational, and it has an historical value, and of course the kids want to be on the train anyway.
Absolutely. Now, and as most people know, as you say, on a voluntary basis, these things don't come together overnight.
No.
Give us an idea of how long you've been putting this event together.
Well, honestly, what happens is, as soon as the festival is over each year, obviously there's a lot of work to be done afterwards. You can clean up and collect in your money. So it never stops. We meet every single week.
Yeah.
And sometimes we miss a week if someone's away on holidays or whatever. But in general, we meet 52 weeks of the year. We plan and we're sort of tidying up from the previous year for a few months after the festival. And then you have to start making your bookings and making your decisions to make sure you get the acts you want.
Yeah.
So it never really stops.
Yeah.
It's ongoing.
Absolutely. I just want to, if I can, Anne, which I maybe go into a little bit of detail about. So, I mean, the air show sounds like it's going to be fabulous. Do you have any idea of some of the displayers that will be there? Are they local pilots or air balloonists or stuff like that? Is that what we're having?
No. A contact that we have in the industry organises the Bray Air Show.
Oh, wow. Now,
we don't have the budget for the Bray Air Show.
Absolutely, I'd imagine.
But we had a very generous local sponsor, and he gave us a substantial amount of money to put the air show on this year. So it's the first time, so we're sort of dipping our toe in the water. So it'll be a scaled-down version of Bray,
yeah.
But we will have about 6 aircraft, and it's organised by a company at Dublin Airport called Syntec, and they're doing everything for us. All we have to do is be there.
Absolutely, sounds absolutely fabulous. And I suppose, you know, I was at the Bray Air Show last weekend, the weekend before, and
oh,
I mean,
yeah.
that started out very, very small scale, and it's grown into such a massive event. So maybe you're taking your baby steps into having the counter Bray Air Show. You'll have it on this side of the bay in coming years.
That is in our minds, and we have such a beautiful panoramic vista at
yes,
the harbour.
Yes, absolutely.
So when we just imagine that when the planes come in, we will have people on the beach, we'll have all the fun in the park. I'm sure it's going to be spectacular.
Well, Anne, it does sound like it's going to be an absolutely fabulous weekend. If people wanted to get tickets for any of the events, how do they do it? I'm thinking, what kind of tickets are still available? I'd imagine the likes of the Brendan Bowyer show and maybe the Smash Hits things are probably selling out fast, are they?
They are. They're selling really fast, and it's terrific because it's lovely to meet people from town and from further away than Rush calling and saying, oh, have you got tickets left?
Yeah,
so it's
yeah.
lovely to hear that kind of interest. But yes, we do have tickets left, and they can either go onto Eventbrite, where they can buy tickets online,
mm-hmm.
or I can give you a mobile number if you want, and they can buy the tickets from the mobile number.
Yeah, absolutely. Shout it out there, and we'll give it a call out.
Okay. So the first one is Eventbrite, and they simply log on to that, and they can buy their tickets there.
Yeah.
Or they can phone 086.
Yeah.
855.
Uh-huh.
0628. And we'd be happy to keep tickets for anybody that asks us to.
Well, Anne, we wish you all the very best for it. It sounds like it's going to be an absolutely fabulous weekend. And please God, the weather will pick up for you and you'll have 4 days of wall-to-wall sunshine and everything will go off.
Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful?
Absolutely, yeah. Would be absolutely wonderful.
Well, thank you. And you're very good to invite us, Anne. And thank you for your time.
Not at all, Anne. It was a pleasure. And we wish you every success. And sure, I might take a spin out that way myself over the weekend.
We'd
you never
love
know.
It. We'd love that. You'd be very welcome.
Yes, I think I probably will take a spin out at some point. And because, as I say, it's a place that holds a fondness in my heart for, because we spent a lot of time as kids out on the beach out there, and many's a happy
it's funny,
summer's
a lot
day.
Of people say that.
Yeah,
a lot of people have those lovely memories. And that's one of the things about the festival. We want to sort of recap those days
with
picnics on the beach and just good family fun.
Yeah. Well, Anne, it sounds like it's going to be an absolutely spectacular weekend. We wish you every success for it.
Mark, thanks again.
No bother, Anne. Take care. All the best. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.